USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden addressing the nation to mark a somber anniversary. Saturday marks 20 years since the 9/11 attacks. Biden releasing a video Friday.
The days that followed September 11, 2001, we saw heroism everywhere, in places expected and unexpected. We also saw something all too rare, a true sense of national unity.
He adds the central lesson he learned from 9/11 is that unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing, but we must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and this nation. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Fox 5 New York's Dick Oliver was in a commercial break when the first plane hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center.
What the hell was that?
Sound like a plane crash.
That happening at 8:46 a.m. New York time, the second plane hitting the South Tower 17 minutes later. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other than they were then. But she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda could rebuild that highly disciplined organization that has territory on which it can train and from which it can plot and plan.
Rice serving as national security advisor at the time of the attacks. President Biden's vaccine mandate running into some resistance, to put it mildly. Biden this week announcing he'll ask the Labor Department to require companies with over 100 employees to implement vaccine mandates. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster says he'll fight this to the gates of hell. He and other Republican governors threatening to sue the Biden administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Illness disrupting plans to bring in Afghan refugees. Wendy King has more.
U.S.-bound flights for Afghan refugees have been grounded from two overseas bases after some of the refugees came down with the measles at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy Refugee Center. Officials temporarily stopped refugees from coming into the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
these individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing.
She also said the administration is exploring measures to vaccinate people at the overseas locations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The founder of a charity formed after 9/11 explains his inspiration. Here's Tim Berg.
Tunnel to Towers founder Frank Siller's brother was one of many firefighters who died saving lives on 9/11. Now Siller has been walking over 500 miles from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. to New York City in memory of his brother and the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks. In an interview on Fox News, he describes his foundation's goals.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation is going to pay every mortgage of every first responder who dies in line of duty that leave young families behind forever. And we're going to take care of every Gold Star family member that has a young family forever. And every catastrophically injured service member that gave their body for their country, we're going to give them a mortgage-free smart home forever.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.